see. And we all have to face trials, tribulations, and difficulties and of different kinds and different levels.
人生最大的試驗是什麼呢? 有沒有想過呢?
And have you ever thought of what would be the ultimate test to prove the faith or to prove the strength of somebody?
曾經有最難的決定是要做什麼決定在自己人生裡面呢?
And what's the hardest choice that you've ever had to make?
我想這個22章1至18節給我們看到
And I think here in Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18, maybe the most difficult choice that anybody has ever had to make in the history of the world, aside from Jesus going to the cross. We don't like to be tested and we don't like to have pressure.
但是人生是這樣,沒辦法.
But it's part of life. We have no choice. And God put Abraham to the test. And he put him through the ringer to see what he was made of. Because God wanted to do something special.
神是被亞伯拉罕受試驗。 是被他一個很難受的經歷,因為呢,就要做一個很特別的一個工作.
And maybe this passage, you could say, is one of the high points of the Bible, one of the most exciting parts of the Bible.
這個經文是聖經裡面的一個高峰的一個地方.
And it's the seventh time that God appeared to Abraham, and the last time.
亦都是神向亞伯拉罕顯現的第七次的,亦都是最後一次的。所以我們看22章第一節,我們先讀到第一節至到第三節.
So we'll read verse 1 to 3, chapter 22 in Genesis.
我讀和合本。這些事以後,神要試驗亞伯拉罕,就呼叫他說,亞伯拉罕,他說,我在這裡。 神說你帶著你的兒子,就是你獨生的兒子,你所愛的以撒,往摩利亞地去,在我所要指示你的山上,把他獻為燔祭。亞伯拉罕稱祖起來,背上路,帶著兩個僕人和他兒子以撒,也劈好了燔祭的
燔祭的柴,就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。Let's pray.
我們一起祈禱。天父,我們多謝你,我們今天可以從你的聖經當中去看你的話語。我們求主你向我們講說話,讓我們可以明白你今天要跟我們分享的說話,讓我們可以心裡面有領受。
讓我們能夠在生命當中去更加認識你,更加相信你,更加跟隨你。所以主,我們求你今天使用孩子,可以很清楚表達你的說話。我們多謝主聽你禱告,奉耶穌名求。Amen. So here we see that God is going to test Abraham. And it's a major test in his life. And that all of us must face trials and tribulations. But we must know it's a very unique in a very special situation that God only asked one time for somebody to do this. And he's never asked again and he never will ask. And so don't get the impression that God will use the same sort of temptation in your life or the same sort of testing in your life. It's a one-time thing. It's never going to happen again.
神就要试验亚伯拉罕,试验他的信心,被他面对一个很大的挑战。但我们要先去清楚明白呢, 这个就是神曾经一次过这样试验过人,以后没再用过这个方法,亦都不会再用这个方法。所以千万不要以为神就会这样去试验你的信心,绝对不会。是只是亚伯拉罕一次是这样试验过,以后就没有的。因为神就不需要我们做这些东西。亦都我们会看到亚伯拉罕被试验,但是他都不需要去做到。
And we'll see as we go through the passage that God tested Abraham, but he didn't require Abraham to do it. So there's a purpose. And I think that maybe one of the reasons for God having Abraham do this is to show throughout the rest of the history of the world that God does not require this type of sacrifice.
我想可能其中一個原因神要咁樣試驗阿伯拉罕,就要俾我哋歷史以來嘅人跟住落嚟嘅人就明白清楚神唔需要我哋做到呢一類嘅犧牲。唔需要嘅,係要阿伯拉罕試一試.
And the reason that God doesn't need us to do this type of sacrifice is because Jesus paid the price.
原因我们不需要做到这一类的牺牲，是因为耶稣已经为我们付赎一切的罪债。耶稣已经为我们牺牲了。当我们讲到试验的时候，我们要看雅各书第一章，
and we need to look at James chapter 1 to see what God says about trials.
在雅各书第一章第二节和第三节，圣经讲：我的弟兄们，你落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全毫无缺欠。
In James chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, it says that when we go into trials, we need to count it as joy, because our faith being tested will produce patience.
如果看新譯本，新譯本講得好好嘅。新譯本就話：我的弟兄們，你們遭遇各樣各種試煉的時候，都要以為大喜樂，因為知道你們的信心經過考驗。 就產生忍耐，但忍耐要堅持到底，使你們可以完全毫無缺乏。所以我哋經過呢個考驗，神要考驗我哋。好多時神都會考驗我哋，睇到我哋係得唔得，睇到我哋嘅信心去邊度。
And many times God will test us to see how strong our faith is and where our faith is to go.
但係我哋遇到啲試探嘅時候，試驗嘅時候呢？ 我们会不会觉得是喜乐啊？会不会觉得是开心？会不会说啊，感谢主，我听日要做手术啊？
But when we go into trials and temptations, would we be so happy and joyful and say, oh, it's so great, tomorrow I get an operation?
通常我们没有这个喜乐，通常我们是，惨啊，好痛苦啊，好辛苦啊。
And usually our attitude is, oh, it's so painful, I'm so afraid, it's so much pressure.
可能完咗个试验之后呢，我哋睇到个结果，我哋睇到神点样恩待我哋嘅时候，咁我哋可以有喜乐。And
maybe after the trial, then after we see the result, then we can have the joy and we see what God did. But when we're in the trial, when we're going through it, we often sit so depressed.
但系我哋喺个试探当中嘅时候，喺试炼当中，我哋好多时系搵唔到呢个喜乐。但系圣经鼓励我哋。
But the Bible is telling us that these trials are for our benefit.
它要建立你，帮助你，使到你可以毫无缺乏。
And the trials are to strengthen you, to build you up, and to make you so that you do not lack anything.
哇，好奇妙啊，毫无缺乏，好劲哦！你有冇缺乏啊？今日边个有缺乏？
And who's in lack today? Who's in need today?
如果你缺乏呢，你需要试验。
And if you have a need, you need trials. Because trials will help you so you become needless.
因为你试验帮到你是毫无缺乏嘛。 神的哲学不同人的哲学。
God's ways are not man's ways. God's ways are different. 神的方法是很不同。
阿伯拉罕面对这个大试验、大考验，就要查出他的信心是怎么样。
And as Abraham faced this major trial to see what his faith was like,
其实神是乜都知嘅，神知道亚伯拉罕系点样样。
And actually, God knows everything. He knew what was in Abraham.
神查出咧，唔系话因为神唔知道，神系知嘅。
And he was not testing him because God didn't know. God knew,
but Abraham didn't know what was in him.
And if God didn't test Abraham, we would not know the extent of Abraham's faith.
亚伯拉罕本身可能自己不知道他的信心有多大，但是如果神没有这样试验他，我们历代以后的人呢，没有办法知道亚伯拉罕的信心是这么大。所以神做这个试验，其实是给我们后人明白到亚伯拉罕这种的信心是很犀利的。
And so God did this test so that we could see how strong Abraham's faith was.
你知道亚伯拉罕是叫我们信心之父。
And Abraham is called the father of faith. That means that we need to have the same type of faith that he had.
所以我们需要好像亚伯拉罕一样有这些信心。所以你要知道亚伯拉罕的信心是多大，是很重要的。
试验呢，就要建立，是要证明，是一种的证明，帮到他显出来。And so trials are like a proof. They prove what is inside. They prove the character. Trials form Christian character.
So 试验呢是制造组织基督徒的品质。
It's not to break you. It's to make you.
不是要破烂你，是要建立你。好，我们看到神叫亚伯拉罕带他的独生儿子，他所爱的儿子。
And God told Abraham to take his only son, the son that he loved, the son that he waited for 25 years.
是这个亚伯拉罕等候了25年的儿子。
And he's to take this son and offer him as a sacrifice.
要带这个儿子献上，当一个祭去献给神。曾经在拿破仑战争的时候，拿破仑打入去欧洲，有三个联军即跟他对抗，就奥地利、古德国和俄罗斯三个军。那三个皇帝呢，坐在一起在这里夸大他的兵是怎样去顺服。咁啊，水佢坐喺二楼嘅时候，佢坐喺度，跟住佢话：，我啲士兵叫佢做乜，佢做乜啊？咁啊，于是真系试下。第一个皇帝话：，好，我哋决定咧，我哋叫我哋士兵跳出窗口，睇边个听话。咁啊，第一个古德国嘅皇帝嗌士兵嚟，叫佢跳出窗口。个士兵话：，我跳会死噶。咁话我唔使你跳，跟住奥地利嗰个皇帝叫个士兵嚟跳出窗口。奥地利嗰个士兵话：皇上，如果你真系要我跳，我就跳，唔使佢跳，行埋一边。俄罗斯嘅皇帝叫士兵嚟，士兵跳窗口，乜声都唔讲，鞠个躬跑过去窗口，跟住窗口有啲士兵拦住唔俾佢跳。
And then Napoleon Wallers, there's emperors of Austria, Prussia, and Russia, bragging about whose soldiers were the most obedient. And they decided, as they were sitting on the second story of a building, to prove who had the most obedient soldiers. So they said, we'll have our soldiers jump out the window at our command. And so the king of Prussia told his soldier to go, and he ran. And he came up and he said, if I jump, I'm going to die. So they said, okay, you stand by the side. And then the king of Austria had his soldier come. And he said, king, if you really want me to jump, I'll do it. But, and they said, okay, you stand by the side. And then the king of Russia, the czar of Russia, told his soldier to jump. And without asking anything, he just ran towards the window and started to jump. But they stopped him before.
其实他没有要他跳，他就试验一下他的信服， 同樣，神係冇要亞伯拉罕獻佢嘅仔，即係試驗下佢嘅信服，佢願唔願意。
Now their purpose was not that the soldier would jump out the window, but they wanted to see if he would be obedient. And in the same way, God is not calling Abraham to really sacrifice his son, but he wanted to test his obedience. Has God ever tested your obedience?
神有冇試驗過你嘅信服呢？你聽唔聽話呢？
有些拍拖的人士呢，就会用这种游戏来试验对方。
Some people, when they're dating, they use the same type of a game to test their friend.
我不建议拍拖人士用这个的游戏来玩。
And I don't recommend that you use this. But sometimes we see a girl, you know, and she'll say to the guy, hey, you know, if you really love me, then stand all night in the number 8 typhoon signal, you know, without an umbrella, and stand there all night saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, to prove that you love me.
You know, 或者個女仔呢，就要試驗下個男仔愛唔愛佢，於是叫佢喺八號風球落風大風大雨嘅時候，冇擔遮，企喺窗口出邊話，成晚通宵，我愛你，我愛你，我愛你，我愛你，咁樣證明佢愛佢啊！
千祈唔好玩呢啲遊戲。Don't play this kind of game. It doesn't mean that he's loves you. It means that he's foolish enough to play the game.
係冇明證明佢係愛你，反而證明佢係夠傻嘅，夠膽去玩呢個遊戲。愛就唔係咁樣，神冇咁樣要亞伯拉罕做一啲無謂嘅考驗。神要亞伯拉罕做一個有意思、有原因嘅。同埋要帶嚟祝福一個嘅考驗。
God did not require Abraham to do a foolish test that would hurt him. God was asking Abraham to test his faith to do something that would bring blessing and something that was purposeful and meaningful.
我哋睇翻第二節。
Look at verse 2 of chapter 22.
神說：你帶著你嘅兒子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
那上一次我哋讲到以撒生出嚟嘅经过，我哋讲过咧，以撒系代表有个代表基督一个嘅意思喺度嘅，因为佢系好多方面咧就好似耶稣一样咁嘅，系一个预表。
And last week when we talked about the birth of Isaac, we said that Isaac was like a type of Christ. This his life represents Jesus. And in many ways he did represent, in his birth he represented.
As they waited for the promise for Isaac to be born, like the Israel people waited for the birth of Christ. And it was a birth of miracle. He was born when they could not have the child. Like Jesus was born of a virgin, it was a miracle birth.
It is a birth of blessing. Is the world would be blessed through the birth of Isaac. And the world is blessed by the birth of Jesus.
我们看到呢，三个代表性是很相似的，是一路等候盼望以撒生出来，好像以色列国一路等候盼望基督生出来一样。以撒是神迹的诞生，耶稣基督也是奇迹的诞生。以撒生出来是要带来祝福给后世界，耶稣生出来是被全世界得福气，所以是很多方面是很相似，所以以撒做一个的象征，是被亚伯拉罕看到的将来有个基督要来。
And so the life of Isaac is like a figure for Abraham to see that the Messiah is coming.
但是在这里他要他来杀他呢，献他呢，也都是象征到基督。
But here we see thatEven in the offering of Isaac, it's very much like in the offering of Christ.
你的独生儿子，你所爱的儿子。
He is to take his son that he loves, his only son. And Jesus is the only beloved son of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
这个以撒就是亚伯拉罕所爱的儿子。耶稣就是神独生爱子，约翰福音3:16，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子 赐给他们。
There's a very great similarity here. Now, this is the first time in the Bible that human sacrifice is mentioned.
这个圣经里面第一次是献人做祭物，第一次是讲出来。但是亦都要证明人做祭物是错，神不同意。
But it also makes it very clear that human sacrifice is wrong and that God does not approve of it.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的信心是一步一步怎样来，还有看到这个象征以撒象征基督是怎样来。
So let's look at how this shows Abraham's faith and how it represents Christ. Let's go to verse 3.
在第三节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，披上路，带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去。
神指示他的地方是哪个地方呢？在第二节讲明是摩利亚山。And where is the place that God told Abraham to go? In verse 2 it says in Mount Moriah.
Now, 摩利亚山是什么地方呢？摩利亚山就是耶路撒冷圣殿那个山脉。
And Mount Moriah is the mountain range in Israel, in Jerusalem. And it's the same mountain range that they built the temple on.
耶稣钉十字架就在圣殿的对面山，但都是摩利亚山的山脉。
And where Jesus was crucified on Mount Golgotha is the same mountain range of Mount Moriah. It's just across the way from the Temple Mount.
所以我们看得到呢，摩利亚山就是圣殿后来起的地方，还有耶稣钉十字架的山，不一定是同一个位置，但是同一个山脉。
And so we see that this place that God is telling Abraham to take Isaac is the same mountain range that they built the temple and that Jesus was crucified on the cross. It may not be the exact same spot, but it is the same mountain.
所以我们看到，连埋在这个位置都是象征到预表耶稣基督为我们死的时候。
And so even in going to the place, it shows the same, that it's representing God's sacrifice for us of his son. Now Abraham got up in the morning. He didn't ask any questions. He just got up and he went. He didn't doubt.
那你看亚伯拉罕他一早起身，他没再问，他没疑惑，他就起身去预备好。那如果是我呢，我可能说，喂，咪住神，是不是真的你叫我献以撒？我是不是听错的？
Now if it was me, I might say, okay, God, come on, let's talk about this for a while. Did I hear you right? Are you saying the right kind of thing? You know?
Yeah. 亚伯拉罕没的，他完全信服，他听到，他肯定，他清楚的，
他听就去。And Abraham, he heard what God said, and he didn't doubt. He got the word, and he went and he did it. Now, Abraham has heard 6 other times from God. He waited 25 years for his son, so I guess he's learned how to hear God's voice.
亚伯拉罕听过神另外6次的，等候25年生这个仔，所以我想可能他听得明神的意思。所以完全很清楚。
And so he's very clear, this is what God wants him to do. So he does it.
你想想亚伯拉罕的挣扎，如果是你，神叫你杀你的仔献给神，你会不会这么爽？
If it was you, and God said to you, hey, sacrifice your son to me, would you just get up and do it? Would it be that easy? I think Abraham had inside there's a struggle. He loved Isaac. He wanted Isaac. He knew this was a son of promise, and yet he's going to go and just do it.
他爱以撒，等候以撒是神的应许之子，但他要起程去做。
好奇妙， it's very amazing. Now he didn't tell Sarah, because I'm sure if he told Sarah that Sarah would block him and not let him do it.
No, don't take my son. 他冇同撒拉讲，因为如果讲俾撒拉听，撒拉会喂你千祈唔好攞我个仔啊。佢只系起身去。睇第四节。
Look in verse 4.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。 亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：你和奴在此等候，我与童子往那里去敬拜一拜，就回到你们那里去。
Now they walked for 3 days, and after 3 days, then he told his servants to wait. And even in the 3 days, it stresses the 3 days. We know that Jesus was dead after the cross for 3 days.
他这个强调躺了三日，这个强调三日，因为呢，耶稣死十字架，死里边三日，第三天从死里复活。
所以是另一个的象征，另一个的代表，是告诉我们耶稣要死三日。但是你想想，在那三日的时候，亚伯拉罕一路想，一路考虑，啊，这个神给我的意志，我就要杀他。他一路想，一路是思想神的性情的。我不知道他那三日怎么受的。
And as you think of Abraham walking through the 3 days and thinking, I'm going to go sacrifice my son, and this is the son of promise, and what is God doing, and why is it happening? And what's going on in these 3 days in the mind of Abraham?
Have you ever been in a trial where you're trying to figure it out and you can't figure it out, and you're thinking here and there, and you're just, but you're doing it, you're following what God told you to do, but you don't understand it?
I don't know if Abraham was confused or if he was just walking in obedience or if he was satisfied, but if it was me, I'd be very, very confused at this point.
我不知道亚伯拉罕有没有混乱，但如果是我，我会很混乱。但他是顺服，他照做。
他是起程之前呢，第六节讲他拿了木。
And look at verse 6, it says that he took the wood. 亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
Now he took the wood and put it on Isaac, and that's kind of like shows us that Jesus carried his cross. Jesus carried the cross up to Golgotha. Isaac carried the wood up to Moriah.
以撒就孭住啲木柴，好似耶稣孭住十字架一样。耶稣孭十字架上各各山，以撒孭住个木柴上摩利亚山，好奇妙啊！睇埋第七节
，and look at verse 7。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：父亲啊！亚伯拉罕说：我儿，我在这里。以撒说：请看。火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说：我儿，神必自己预备作燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。
Verse 7 and 8. Isaac is questioning, "Where is the lamb for the sacrifice? We've got the wood, we've got the fire, but where's the sacrifice?" And Abraham says, "God." Will provide.
你知道神要预备，
神为我哋预备，神为我哋预备献祭，神为我哋预备一切。亚伯拉罕有呢个信心，佢信服，因为佢相信神会预备。
And God will provide. He is a provider. And Abraham believes. He trusts that God will provide. And he knows that God will provide.That's why he's going in obedience, because he trusts God.
他相信神，所以他信服。
How much do you trust God today? How much are you willing to obey God?
Are you willing to obey God even though you say, I don't understand it, I can't comprehend it, it's not logical to me, but God told me to do it, so I'm going to do it.
你可不可以跟神说，我不明白，不合逻辑。我不了解，但是神叫我做，所以我去做。
我想彼得牧师来做宣教士是这么上下的。
I think maybe Pete coming as a missionary to Macau is like that.
God, what are you doing? 神你做紧啲乜嘢？点解要我咁样嚟？
The faith of Abraham. Let go and let God do it. 放手让神工作。
他相信神为他预备，同埋神真系预备嘅。神为我哋预备咗羔羊，就系耶稣基督，系神为我哋预备。人冇办法预备，我哋只可以接受神为我哋安排咗嘅。
And God did provide. He provided Jesus Christ, His Son, the perfect sacrifice. And there's no way that we can make a sacrifice of ourselves, but we can receive the sacrifice that God provided through Jesus Christ.
I think it's interesting how Isaac submitted. He carried the wood willfully, and he walked willfully, not knowing what's going on.
以撒信服，这个都很奇妙。他背个木柴，他跟着一起行，这个很奇妙。
好，我们继续看第九节和第十节。 And look at verse 9 and 10.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
This isn't the Bible. It's kind of hard to believe, huh? 这个是圣经里面的吗？好难相信。
Abraham's actually bound up his son, going to offer him as a sacrifice, got a knife, getting ready to slit his throat.
亚伯拉罕真的信服，信服到底，绑住以撒，拿起刀要斩佢嘅，好难。我有两个仔，我是但一个都唔可以咁样做嘅。我谂我唔会行。
I've got two sons. I don't think I could do that.
Abraham was not playing a game. He was really going to do it.
亚伯拉罕唔系玩嘅，佢真系要做嘅。佢听到神叫佢做，佢真系要做嘅。
他信服的程度很犀利。
His obedience is amazing. But look at Isaac. How old do you think Isaac was at this time?
你想想以撒，当时以撒有几多岁呢？是不是 BB 啊？是不是三四岁啊？
Was he a baby? Was he three or four?
三四岁可不可以背木柴的？
Can a 3 or 4 year old carry the wood up a mountain walking for 3 days?
唔得嘅。我估咧，圣经冇讲嘅，但我估以撒起码十几岁。
I don't know, the Bible doesn't say, but I assume that Isaac must have been at least 12 or 13.
如果你睇跟住23章第一节，你见到撒拉死嘅时候咧，佢死系120几岁，系咪？即是话。以撒起码30岁，系下一章。
And if you look at chapter 23 and verse 1, and it tells us of the death of Sarah, and Sarah died at what, 120 something? So Isaac was 30 years old when Sarah died, and that's just in the next chapter. So from his birth to his 30 year old time, somewhere in that period, this happened. So he's at least 12, maybe 20.
可能他20岁，就算是12岁，我们当中有好几个12岁的男仔。
And we've got some 12-year-old boys here.
我想就算我想绑起你，即是献你做活祭，你都会挣扎找人的。
And I think if I took Robbie, he's 14, if I bind him up and try and offer him as a son, he's going to run away.
就算 Sam 仔咁细个，都唔系咁容易捉到的。
And even Samuel's not that easy to catch. Think, how old is Abraham?
112? 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. 100. 亚伯拉罕这么大年纪，他够不够力跟他年轻仔争的呢？不够力啊。所以以撒是顺服，以撒是合作。
So we see that Isaac was willing to submit also. He was going along with the plan.
好似耶稣一样，耶稣做咩？耶稣祈祷三次，神啊，拿走呢个苦杯，但系唔好听我意思，听你嘅意思。
And Jesus prayed three times, Lord, not my will be done, but your will. Take away this cup. He submitted. Isaac is a representative of Christ.
Now, 如果你跟我看希伯来书11章17至19节，我们会看到亚伯拉罕其实他心里面想些什么。
And if you look in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to 19, we'll see what was really going on in Abraham's heart. As the Bible interprets the Bible,
圣经是解经的，我们要以经解经，不是自己估。希伯来书是解释亚伯拉罕的心。
And so Hebrews tells us what was in Abraham's heart. Chapter 11, verse 17 to 19.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说。 从以撒生的，才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。So
what does that mean? It means that Abraham believed that if he killed Isaac, that God was going to raise him from the dead.
有咩意思？意思就系亚伯拉罕相信我劏着以撒，神就要以撒从死里复活。 因为好简单，好合逻辑。神应许咗呢个仔就系应许之子，要俾亚伯拉罕透过呢个儿子要祝福全世界，透过呢个儿子要生养众多，即系后裔就多过天上嘅沙，唔系天上嘅星，地上嘅沙。咁我得一个仔，而家咁大嘅年纪，我劏咗佢，肯定佢要从死里复活啦。It's
a logical question. It's a logical answer. God promised that he would give this son, and this through this son he would bless me. Through this son my descendants would be greater than the stars in the heavens and the sand on the sea. I'm already 112, 120. If I kill him now, I'm not going to get another son. This is the promised son, so if he dies, God's going to raise him up.
1 + 1 = 2.
And so in Abraham, this is the promised son. If he dies, he's still the promised son, so he's got to be raised up. Now, this is true faith. Do you have that kind of faith?
即是说他的信心就是神应许过讲过的说话，无论怎样我都相信到底。
That is the faith that says, no matter what happens, God said it, I believe it.
这个信心就是好像但以理书里面，但以理三个朋友。This
is the faith that if you look at the book of Daniel, Daniel had three friends, Eshach, Meshach, and Abednego.
他三个朋友就不肯去下拜尼布甲尼撒王的像，于是要扔落火坑。Eshach,
Meshach, and Abednego were not willing to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, and so he threw them in the fire. And what did they say to Nebuchadnezzar? They said, King, our God is able to deliver us from the fire. But even if he doesn't, we will not bow down to your God.
他跟尼布甲尼撒王说，王上，我们的神可以救我们脱离火的试验，但如果不救我们出来，我们都不会向你的偶像下拜。
Now, this is the faith of Abraham, to believe that God can do what he promised to do and that he will carry it through no matter what the circumstances are.
弟兄姊妹，你唔好睇环境，你唔好睇周围，你要睇神嘅应许。
So don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the surroundings. Look at the word of God. Put your faith in God. He is able. Abraham had that kind of faith.
亚伯拉罕有呢种嘅信心，系仰望神嘅信心。我哋继续睇神点样预备嘅。And
let's look at how God provided. Genesis 22, verse 11 to 14.
創世記二十二章十一節至到十四節。耶和華的使者從天上呼叫他說：亞伯拉罕，亞伯拉罕。他說：我在這裡。天使說：你不可在這童子身上下手，一點不可害他。現在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因為你沒有將你的兒子，就是你獨生的兒子留下預給我。亞伯拉罕舉目觀看，不料有一隻公羊兩角躲在皺密的小樹中，亞伯拉罕就取了那隻公羊來獻為燔祭，代替他的兒子。亞伯拉罕給那地方起名叫耶和華以勒，意思就是耶和華必預備的意思。直到今日，人還說在耶和華的山上必有預備。 God provided the ram in the thicket. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. 以撒不用死，神預備了一個代替品，但是耶穌要死，耶穌就是我們的代替品。 Isaac didn't have to die. God provided a substitute. But Jesus did die. He is our substitute. 神試驗到亞伯拉罕，知道他是願意做得到，但是沒有要求他做。And God tested Abraham and saw that he was willing to do it, but did not require him to carry it through. Because human sacrifice is wrong. 因為獻人祭是不對的，神就不接納的。但是神要獻上自己的兒子。But God needed to sacrifice his only son for us. 弟兄姊妹，我们看得到耶稣这个的牺牲，这个的死，那个挣扎。因为当我们看到亚伯拉罕这个的，我们可以象征想得到天上的父亲怎么会这样将他独生儿子耶稣给我们的，那个的挣扎。And so through the story of Abraham, we can see the struggle that God must have as he gives us his son.God put it in a personal way that he says, okay, God can sacrifice his son, but how about man sacrificing his son? And we can see that for God to give up Jesus is not an easy thing. It's like Abraham giving up Isaac. So we can see that亚伯拉罕这样要献以撒，我们可以好像人化了，了解神为我们牺牲儿子，我们可以更加明白神那种的挣扎。但是亚伯拉罕不需要杀以撒，但是神将耶稣钉死在十字架上。 But Abraham didn't have to sacrifice Isaac. He was saved at the last minute. But God sacrificed his son on the cross for you. 这个是爱，神因为爱你就这样牺牲他的儿子。 And this is love. It's because God loves you, he gave his son for you. God provided the lamb.我们知道神预备了这个的羔羊是唯一的羊可以赎我们的罪，以撒死都不可以赎罪。 And we know that the lamb that God provided, Jesus Christ, is the only lamb that can forgive sin. If Isaac died, he couldn't have forgiven anything. But Jesus can wash away our sins because he is the Lamb of God.The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. 耶稣可以宽恕我们的罪，因为他是神的儿子。但是耶稣都有从死里复活，三天之后耶稣从死里复活。But Jesus rose from the dead 3 days after in the grave, he came back to life. Just as Isaac, after 3 days being dead in the mind of Abraham, came back to life. 以撒好像在亚伯拉罕的心里面三日行上山，好像是已经死了一样。亚伯拉罕三日后真的得到一个复生的儿子。神的预备最好的，所以亚伯拉罕起名叫耶和华以勒。只是讲到这一句可以讲一篇道。 And so Abraham called this place Jehovah Jireh. And just on this one verse you can preach a whole message. God my provider. Look at verse 15 to 18, and we'll close at this. 是十五节至到十八节，我哋喺呢度完成。耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说：耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐福赐大福给你。论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。 So God is reaffirming the promise, and He didn't require the death. 神就再次呢，即係確認佢嘅應許，但係佢冇要求以撒死。神係呢個嘅供給者、預備者。當我哋睇到呢一個嘅經文嘅時候，我唔知你嘅心係諗啲乜嘢。As we look at this verse, I don't know what you're thinking in your heart. 但係我哋可以睇得到幾樣重點嘅。神就冇要求以撒死。We can see a few important points. God did not require Isaac to die. 但是他是想亚伯拉罕的信心被显出来。But he wanted to prove the faith of Abraham. 亦都要将这个美丽的故事给我们看得到，就是耶稣要自己来为我们死。And God wanted through this to prove and to show that his son is going to come and die for us.亦都可以睇得到，神係預備者、供給者。And we can see that God is the provider of everything that we need. 所以我哋應該係得到啲乜嘢？ So what is the application for us today? Learn that true faith is going to be tested faith. 我哋要知道，我哋真正嘅信心咧，都會經過考驗。Learn that all love must be submitted to the love of God. Subordinate to the love of God. 我们要学习呢，无论我们爱边个好，都要爱神最多。可能亚伯拉罕呢，当以撒是他一切，等候这么多年，一路盼望他来，跟着他的生命变成以撒是我的生命。跟着神说，你拿他来劏吧。Maybe Abraham got so intertwined with Isaac that his love for Isaac took precedence over his love for God. He waited for Isaac for 25 years, and he put his life into Isaac. And God says, no, you need to love me first. And we need to love God first. 我哋需要爱神第一。我当然爱我太太，当然爱我仔女，但我要爱神系最多。Of course, I love my wife, I love my children, but I need to love God more. Abraham proved that he loved God more. God was number one. Isaac was number two. Abraham 证明了他爱神先，爱以撒是第二。And three, we need to learn that the only way to be truly strong in faith is to have faith in God. Truly strong is to have faith in God. 我们第三要学唯一的方法可以真的刚强，就要信靠耶稣嘅，信靠神。And we need to learn that God is our provider. He provides everything we need. 我哋要知道神系供应者，我哋所需要嘅，佢就一定会俾我哋嘅。所以我哋可以仰望佢。好，希望大家透过呢个经文，可以更加思想到自己的信心，思想到自己信服的程度，同埋思想到神在你生命即係可以帮你做几多。So I hope that through this passage we can examine our heart, we can examine our obedience and our faith to God and our trust in His Word and believe that God is the provider. He will not require you to do this type of thing. He only required it of Abraham once, And never again in the Bible did it happen. 神唔会要求我哋做类似嘅嘢，只有一次系叫亚伯拉罕咁样做，以后圣经冇再咁样要求。所以千祈唔好以为神就叫你试唔顺心就去到天台，就系30楼，神话你信我跳落嚟嘅，这个叫试探神。So don't think that God's going to call you to go up to the top of a 30-story building and jump down and say, I'll protect you. That is called tempting God.
魔鬼叫耶稣这样试探神，叫他去到天圣殿的高顶就跳下来。耶稣说不可试探神。
And Satan tempted Jesus to go up to the top of the pinnacle of the temple and jump down and said that the angels will protect you. And Jesus said, you cannot tempt the Lord thy God. So God will never require us to do such a thing. It only asked Abraham to do it once, and Abraham didn't have to go through with it. So don't think that God will tempt you in that way.
神唔会咁样要求任何人做呢啲咁嘅事，亚伯拉罕都唔需要完成，所以我哋唔好以为，如果你觉得神系咁样叫你做嘅嘢咧，你听错，系魔鬼讲嘅。
And if you think God's asking you to do something like that, it's wrong. It's Satan talking to you. So don't even try it. But know that God, what he has said in his word is true.
但你可以知道圣经讲的说话是真的。圣经里面的是可靠的。
And what is in the word is dependable and trustworthy. Okay, let's pray.
一起祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你。今天我们在亚伯拉罕的身上，我们看到他的信心很厉害，真是值得做信心之父。神自己觉得自己很惭愧，都没有这种信心。但是你在亚伯拉罕的身上让我们看得到，相信你的人可以得福。你叫亚伯拉罕做一个很难做到出来的事，他都愿意信服，证明他爱你爱到底。主，我们靠你给我们这种顺服的心，可以真的知道你叫我们做的，我们可以顺服去跟从。但是主，我们在这件事里面看到最宝贵，就是你将耶稣基督你的儿子，你所爱的独生儿子去牺牲了给我们。所以这个挣扎，这个痛苦，我们都很难明白，但是从亚伯拉罕这个的行动，我们看得到耶稣为我们而死何等的宝贵。看到天父你这个愿意牺牲耶稣的也都是很宝贵，看到耶稣本身是愿意信服也都是很宝贵。主，求你今天让我们可以离开这里更加心里面相信你这个牺牲是为我们，可以宽恕赦免我们一切的罪，让我们看得到这一份的爱心。你因为爱我们的缘故，你牺牲自己的儿子，因为你要我们是跟你一起。主，我们感谢你，我们多谢你，靠你自己亲自祝福你的话语。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求，阿门。
咁啊，请大家为我祈祷，因为听日咧入医院，咁啊镜湖医院咧就好得意，佢始终都冇话我听几时做手术，即系叫我咧你几时入院？我话咁你哋话我几时做咯？佢话你几时入院？你话事，佢话唔系医生话事咩？佢话好得意，佢话咁啊星期一入院咧，佢话哦咁啊要入院一日两日咯，我要检查一下，咁啊点解唔可以出門診檢查先安排做手術咧？小事啊嘛，做手點解要入一兩日院咧？覺得好得意，不過鏡護係度錢係咪？所以可能啊，我將自己獻上度税。咁啊，所以我唔知道要住幾多日院啊。我估咗3日啩，一兩日喺度等啊，跟住一日做咗手術啊，跟住做完手術希望走得啊，咁啊。聽朝一早要入院，咁啊求主去保守啦嚇。出咗院要打石膏個幾月，咁啊所以我有個大木頭喺嗰度可以剝人嘅手啊。完咗剝咗石膏之後，可能要做幾個月嘅物理治療。
恢復翻個手嘅功能。咁啊，可能有翻九成佢話啊，咁啊要喺另一個地方攞條筋嚟搏翻長，因為佢話縮咗兩個幾月咧，那個筋唔夠長，就要搏翻，即係所以要攞另一個嘅韌帶，即係搏咗嗰個縮咗水嘅韌帶。咁啊，所以都交喺神嘅手裏邊，希望唔會發炎，希望唔會即係斬咗個手落嚟。對鏡户其實我冇乜信心，對山頂都冇乜信心。不過大家喺澳門住，冇信心都要對神有信心，係咪？